Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Welcome, everybody, to this. Yeah, episode number 31 this week, fellas.
31?
Yeah, 31. Should I even introduce you guys? But I've seen you all day and all week, so, Johnny?
We spend way too much time together, boys. But yeah, well, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, we spend too much time with each other to introduce one another and ask each other how it's going.
But it's going good, though.
Yeah, it's going good.
I think we have to, because there might be new folks listening.
Well, yeah, I'm Troy.
I'm Johnny.
I'm Jordan.
And together, we are
The three best friends that anyone could have.
Yeah.
Nice vibrato, Johnny.
Thanks, buddy.
So, guys, what's up? What did you guys do all day today? Same thing as me?
Yeah, well, we were beside you.
Oh, yeah.
I actually went to the calf today for the first time this semester.
Well, I also had class.
I got a chorizo bowl.
Me and Dave went and got some chicken tenders in the calf.
Are they cooked?
Chicken tenders.
They were cooked this time, yeah.
They weren't cooked medium rare?
No, I went... 4 for 4 my first plate, cooked chicken tendies. Mm-hmm. So I went back for more.
Yeah.
And those were good too.
How about that one chicken tendy day at the beginning of the
I went
first
0 for 3.
Semester?
Was, yeah, I went 0 for
like
3.
Looked like a clear piece of rubber inside.
Yeah. That was.
And we got a bit of diarrhea after that.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that wasn't the best day ever. It's always a good day when your chicken's cooked.
Yep. You see, that's why I cook it like that. I cook it nice and just so you get you a jaw workout too.
It is hard to cook something in a deep fryer medium rare, but somehow they figure out how to do it sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
No,
it's because they fill it so full and they only use the meat thermometer on one piece of chicken in there. And it's so full that the chicken at the top or bottom is never cooked. So,
and then they go, you go say, hey, the chicken's raw. And they're like, thanks.
Yeah. And then they leave the rest of it and they don't even throw it out.
Yeah. I know. It's like, might as well have a suggestion box, but then they take it and then they just throw it out back with all the leftover
food. Yeah. They put it right in the garbage.
I did grab a dessert today too.
Did you?
Yeah. I had a 7-layer cookie, 7-layer coconut bar, and I added whipped cream to it.
Wow. A lot of layers, dude.
Yeah. Eight layers.
Seven layer chip dip. That's a good party snack.
I actually like love that.
What is it, like beans, sour cream,
cheese
salsa guacamole.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Lettuce on top.
Can we figure out the 7 layers?
Okay, so we got
beans, sour cream, guacamole,
salsa.
Cheese, salsa's 5.
Lettuce goes on top.
Yeah, there is lettuce in there. No, the cheese is on top. The lettuce is somewhere. They put maybe lettuce. The lettuce is under the cheese. Yeah.
That's in okay, like top lettuce.
Shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay, we're at six.
What would they put in there? What, it's the seventh. So it's like six layer dip.
What if it's like a queso?
Well, I guess if we were to make
it. Is there it, a queso in it?
Because we can't think of the seventh.
What if it's just the seventh is air on top?
That could be a pretty decent like possibility.
If you're including the bowl.
Yeah, the bowl could be one.
Yeah. It's layer one.
Layer one would be the bowl. Layer two.
Followed by some beans.
Followed by oil. Oil.
Oh, okay.
What would you do if you just dipped it in there and it was just mayonnaise, all seven layers?
Probably just go throw up or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably just go puke.
You guys ever just like
come back,
look at mayonnaise and just like question like what kind of stuff's in there?
Oh yeah. You know what the grossest thing is going into Jimmy John's and you see those like tubs. Big
huge
tubs of
sardines
and mayo and you're just like
sardines.
Oh. Yeah. Or what's that small or is that tuna? What's that tuna. Other can beside?
I don't think they have,
sardines.
Yeah, I think it's tuna.
That's not okay. Yeah.
I don't know if they have sardine sandwiches at Jimmy John's.
I hope not.
Jimmy John's is good though.
I do like Jimmy John's.
You guys like Jimmy John's or Subway?
I like Jimmy John's better.
Depends on what
you're
looking for.
Depends on what you're
doing. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, depends what you're in the mood for. It tastes very different.
Well, you're always in the mood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow?
Yeah, he's all right.
No, it's not. That's who is singing that song?
Oh, God.
Well, you're always in the mood.
I know his name, too.
Like brand new Ian Dior?
I think he's on it, yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. Whatever.
How many rappers could you name, Johnny, you think?
That's a tough one.
There's a lot of Lils, eh?
Yeah.
Lil John.
You go Lil Wayne, and then you got to go down the list.
Lil
Piss.
Lil Biscuit.
Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Lil Pump. Lil Snoop.
Lil Durk.
Lil Drake.
Lil Wayne. Oh, that's like the biggest one.
You think it's like, where do they come up with these names? You think like...
Well... Lil Wayne, I'm assuming his first name's Wayne.
What's no, the, it's not.
It's
what's
not?
Like your favorite
I don't think
rapper?
So.
What's your favorite rapper name?
Favorite rapper name.
My favorite rapper is Lil Baby.
My favorite is Eminem.
Eminem's a sick name.
Yeah.
Because name my whole life, I literally just figured this out right now. But Eminem, I thought it was like the Eminem chocolate candies, mm-hmm. but it's actually Marshall Mathers, M-N-M. That's his name.
Yeah.
And then this is.
You just figured that out. That's a little bit of a mind opener.
Yeah, like my whatever was in between my ears before is now no longer there because it's just exploding.
Honestly, it's a weekend of school and not much is left upstairs. I don't know about you guys.
No. We did have all the parents up this weekend.
Yeah.
Or most of them anyway. Some of them came up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's another good weekend to have our parents all.
We always have like the best get-togethers after too when the parents come.
Yeah,
it's always such a good time.
It's always fun
talking to the fam, catching up, hanging out, eating pizza.
Yeah,
boy do we love to eat pizza and wings.
Yeah, no, wings were good. Yeah, we didn't even have wings.
We had wings at Applebee's.
Oh yeah, we did have wings at Applebee's.
But those sticks from Toppers,
topper sticks.
Oh
yeah.
They're called topper sticks.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Ribbit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think I just burped. So, boys, we took a test over Christmas break.
We did.
And we haven't brought it up.
Yeah, we never brought it up. That's true.
Maybe an hour ago.
Let's pick up the energy here a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little bit flat.
All right, set up.
It's kind of like,
I'm up.
Let's do five jumping jacks, actually. Let's just get our blood pumping. Right.
Okay.
Okay, let's count it out.
Time out. Ready? Time out.
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and good. Okay.
Welcome back to episode number 31 of the No Bad
Podcast. Now we got the blood pumping in here. Anyways, we took this test over Christmas break about which Yellowstone character we would be, and then we completely forgot about it for about a month. So now we're going to bring it up, better late than never.
And we all got the same answer, actually. Yeah.
Well, originally at Christmas, I got Colby, but I did it again today, and I got Dutton.
Yeah, John Dutton. John. I think I got Beth my first time. I can't remember, though.
Beth is a badass.
Yeah.
I must Colby's just kind of like a nobody. So yeah,
I got
I'll be John Dutton.
I got Mr. Dutton.
I got Mr. Dutton too. But I think like when you're taking a test that you're trying to find a character, you just lie.
Yeah, you know what it's for.
You're like, what would Don?
Don.
What would John Dutton do?
Don Dutton.
And then you're like, he would take his family camping.
Yeah. Who would you actually want to be on the show though?
John Dutton seems like that'd be a pretty stressful life.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want that. Rip would be cool.
Rip
but,
would be sick.
But yeah. he's got his vices, right?
So yeah.
Definitely wouldn't not want to be Jimmy because that guy just gets treated like a the bottom of the barrel there.
I'd probably be Travis, the traveling cowboy.
Yeah,
he seems pretty cool.
What about
actually.
Lloyd's a good guy.
Lloyd went through the ringer in season 4 a little bit.
Yeah, I can't imagine waking up at 4 a.m. every day for 60 years. So that just sounds brutal.
Yeah.
How do you think they go to bed if they're like waking up at 4?
I don't know. And they're always having beers every night.
Yeah.
Like, holy. Like,
yeah. I have 4 beers and I'm sleeping until noon.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
What if it was like a
rancher lifestyle? Yeah. Just, like, I don't know. Not for me.
If I owned a ranch, we wouldn't start till noon.
Yeah,
minimum. We'll get it done.
Do the same crap every day. Just do it tomorrow.
Like boys, you don't need to be up at 4.
Yeah, like what do you gotta do? Fix a fence?
Yeah,
okay.
Come on,
go ahead.
Fix it.
If it's not done, we'll just continue tomorrow.
If it's not done, we'll Dutton it tomorrow.
Yeah, no, like
gotta round up some cows.
I think it's almost like they just like want to be like extra, so they do it like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's not that much to do.
That is one.
But maybe there is.
That is one grind of a lifestyle.
I guess if you have a ranch the size of Rhode Island, then probably.
Maybe we should ask Cuddy.
You might have to wake up to ride your horse at the other end.
Yeah, we're gonna be like the guys from Pawn Stars and be like, "Yeah, I got a guy for this." I'm gonna ask him.
They have a guy for everything.
Yeah, like, how do they have a guy
like
for everything?
Someone could bring in like an antique pen one episode and be like, "Okay, let me call my guy."
Yeah.
And the next time they got like a Civil War uniform, and okay, call my guy.
Yeah.
Someone brings in like a signed memorabilia. Like it's insane.
Yeah, like they bring in like an autographed Skittle, and the guy's like, "Let me call my Skittle guy."
You know what drives me nuts too is. Whenever they get like something sick, like on camera, they're like, "Oh my god, like I cannot wait to have this in my store." And then they look at the guy, they're like, "Yeah, I don't know, I'll give you $100." And then it's like worth $10,000 or something.
Yeah. I saw this one that it was like a cannon from the Civil War or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was appraised at like $250,000. He's like, "We can do $45,000.
That's the other thing too. When someone has something like valued really expensive, why don't you just go sell that at an auction so you get all the money for it? Not,
I know,
not like a pawn shop. Third of the price.
I know. I just never
just want the quick
that.
Cash.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if you're bringing a Civil War cannon to Vegas, like you must be strapped for cash. You must have been at the casino the night before.
Yeah, seriously.
How many of those? Yeah, that's a good question. How many of those? Pawn shops, do you think like people have no intention of selling it the night before they have a go night and then they go and then they lose all their money at the casino and then they have to sell it?
Yeah, they're like, "Well, my grandfather's had this watch for 100 years in the family, so I guess it's time to let it go."
Yeah, I just went dash 25k last night, so
yeah,
I have to make up for it and get two grand for this today.
Put 3 G's on red, hit green. That's the other worst thing about the casino is like when you're playing black or red and then it hits green.
Yeah, hit zero.
Yeah, if you're ever
that's just a dagger.
Yeah, casinos are fun, but sometimes they get the best of you.
Yeah, you gotta have a rule. Never go to the ATM.
Yeah, that's my rule too. My mom taught me that rule. ATM. Only bring the cash that you intend on losing.
Yep. That's it.
It's a good rule.
And then go and stand by the ATM and just hope it spits out money.
Hope someone leaves a 20 in there.
One time I went there, I was out of money in like 4 minutes.
Oh yeah, it's very easy. You have to bring a certain amount of cash, like say you're playing like blackjack, where you could play at least 5 hands.
That's a good rule of thumb too.
Yeah, because like you could lose
and not bet at all on one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some people go there with like $50 and then $10 hands, and they'll bet one hand on $50 and lose it.
Yeah.
Then that's when the ATM starts calling your name.
You can't get cocky either.
I like going to casinos that have free pop machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most. Yeah.
It's always free soft drinks at casinos.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, at least the ones I've been to.
I've been to ones here. That, that's same.
And then I'm pretty sure in Vegas, if you're playing at a table, it's free alcohol.
Yeah, it is.
Might be like
I've never been to Vegas, so
neither have I. I just heard it through the grapevine.
It is.
Yeah,
that's how they get you.
Oh yeah. Hey, you stay here.
Yeah.
All the beers you want, though.
Yeah. On the penny slots.
Yeah. You're like, sure.
Sit keep, there keep for your coming. That'd be your pregame, eh? Go play 50 cents on a penny slot.
I don't like slots, so they're no. boring.
Yeah, you might as well take your money and just flush it down the toilet because that's what a slot is.
I feel like, yeah, like
I like the slots.
I don't like them.
Have
like
you ever just, won?
Yeah.
I feel like really? Anybody yeah. could just go hit a button yeah. over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all luck, honestly.
Especially when you're sitting next to like some lady that's been sitting there for like 7 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get in there after she leaves and hit the bonus.
And then you always get the wily veterans. Like, I remember, have you guys ever played War at a casino?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, do you know what it is, Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like just one card. You just gotta get a higher card than the dealer.
Yeah.
Than the dealer. I remember one time this guy was sitting beside me teaching me the strategy to War. I'm like, hey man,
it's one
card. If my card is lower than his, I lose. That's about it.
You know the strategy? Just get a higher card than him.
Yeah.
I always feel guilty playing at a table beside someone though.
Yeah, especially like if you're interrupting their game or
yeah,
something.
Well, it's because like sometimes it's like he's got a 10 and you have like a not or a 7. And then if you take his face card, then you're kind of screwing him.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, you know,
especially if they're older.
Yeah, yeah. Like I feel self-conscious. This is the right word.
And like we're not, I wouldn't say we're experienced gamblers by any means.
No.
And some people are like insane at blackjack and all
They know all the moves and sometimes
so like if you make
sometimes
like
I'm hitting move. On a 16 and there
you can ask the dealer though. The dealer tells you can like ask the dealer what to do. That's what like what the book would say to do and they have to tell you.
And I need the dealers to count because my quick math isn't that quick.
Yeah.
So I do slow math.
So what's the 3 plus 12, 13, 14
So like I've had dealers where like they flip the card and I'm like doing it in my head and then they're like it's 17.
You're like okay.
So that's what the 10 plus
okay, 7 is. Okay. Yeah. No. Hit me.
Yeah.
They're like no, you don't want to hit.
Hit me.
And then it always feels cool. Yeah. Instead of like tapping or you go yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You flash the hand. Yeah,
you don't even talk to them.
You like look them dead in the eyes. You're like I'm good.
Or you tip them after you win. You're like, thanks.
Yeah. After you win $40.
Thanks for the shmoney.
Doubled my money.
Here's a $5 chip.
Yeah.
I spend it all in one place.
Sometimes you go there and you just see people that have been there for like probably weeks in a row, like never left.
Yeah.
With a backpack full of change.
And the casino's got all the gimmicks going too. No clocks and they're pumping oxygen in there.
Yeah.
Just keep everyone awake.
That's why we gamble responsibly, right?
Exactly.
And no phones at the table because they don't want you checking it.
Yeah.
What's another faux pas?
What's a faux pas?
It's like a don't do that.
It's
like a no no.
At the Nino?
You're not supposed to stand behind someone that's playing, right? Or are you
allowed? I think you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've watched for a while.
Can't.
Well, you obviously can't touch the deck.
Yeah, you can't touch the deck.
You can't take your money before they
don't touch the chips before they place them there.
I remember the first time at the casino, I was so nervous and I was playing roulette and I won $10.
You grabbed the ball.
And he put like my winning chips in front of me and I just left them there. Like they weren't in play, they were just on the table, and I'm like, can I take that?
Like, these are mine.
This is my first time. I was like, oh my god.
Oh my god, I won.
That's sick. That's crazy. This is my $10.
Yeah. So get me a double cheeseburger.
Seriously though.
Well, I'm gonna go have a lobster dinner.
Red lobster anywhere near here?
How about the burger place we ordered from the other night? Because we got like 12 burgers and it was like $45.
Oh yeah, it's at $4.75 a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big like burgers too.
Big, thick, juicy burgers.
Anchor Bar, shout out.
Shout out Anchor Superior. Bar Superior.
Forever and Superior, definitely go to Anchor Bar.
It was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, so.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. That's what Frizz said anyways. Was it
Shorty's?
Shorty's was on there too. Yeah. There's smoked meat. But it's done now.
What a weird place to find smoked meat, eh, in Wisconsin?
Yeah. At Shorty's on Tower.
Never tried any of their smoke. Well, actually, I did on the pizza. Yeah. Smoked meat pizza.
They had some greasy pizza there.
Smoked meat.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
That was good.
Yeah. We did not go there to eat. That's for sure.
The Olympic team for Canada got released today.
Yeah. Who are the defensemen?
I don't know.
I only recognize like four names.
And then that's it.
Yeah. I don't really know.
Like, are they former NHLers, any of them?
I think they're mostly younger guys.
And same with the goalies.
Or guys that played.
Kevin Levi is a starter.
Yeah, a guy that played in the World Juniors a couple years ago.
Yeah.
No, I mean, hey, should be fun, though. I mean, we might not watch.
Hockey's hockey. Hey,
I doubt I'll watch until they make it to, like, the gold medal round,
probably. Yeah, if they make it.
It's different. Like, it's so different, like, without when NHL players are not in there. Like, I don't know. I feel bad for the guys that are in the NHL and want to go.
Yeah.
That must suck.
I saw a thing on Insta saying that guys were, like, saying they're going to retire to go and then come out of retirement when the Olympics is done.
Hey, I guess that's a loophole.
I don't know. Yeah, that is. They're like, guys are searching for loopholes, and this was one of them.
I know. Didn't Marshawn want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But hopefully they can do pretty well. There's a bunch of guys that used to play in the NHL, like Daniel Winnick, David Desharnais.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Winnick was in the last one, too.
And then there's a bunch of younger guys, like Gormley's young, Power's young.
McTavish,
Power.
Yeah. Levi.
Josh Hosang.
Joshy.
And then there's Eric Staal, just the veteran. I don't think he's been to an Olympics before.
I want to say.
I'm going to look it up.
I think he played on the
I want to say he was in the Golden Goal.
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty sure he was a part of that team.
Well, you know what there is to find out? There's an elite prospect.
As Frizz would say, it's just one tap away.
Yeah, just one.
That's all it is.
One single tap.
You just click tap, type it in, and you get the answer.
Yeah, he did play in the Olympic Games.
Yep.
Yeah. He had 6 points in 7 games.
What a boy, Stalzy.
Gold medal.
Good job, Eric.
He'll be the captain for sure then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to give that guy the seat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to the Olympic Games again. And he played in it. He played 4 games in the AHL this year, had 5 points.
Actually?
Yeah.
For who?
Iowa. Minnesota Wild.
Got sent down.
No, he didn't have a contract anymore, so he was doing like a conditioning stint there.
Yeah.
Because I think he was going to retire.
Fuck, the Jets should take him.
Yeah.
They could use a wily old veteran.
Just like,
their third or fourth line.
Yeah, how are the Jets?
Show the boys how to win.
I want to go back and listen to the podcast where we picked our NHL predictions. And
yeah, we should have wrote
them down. Yeah. I'll go back and listen and write them down for next week. Oh, I just remembered too. We were going to get our moms on, and we never coordinated that.
Yeah, there's always next week.
Yeah, that's true. That's the good thing about the weekly podcast is there is always next.
There's week. One every week.
So. Yeah. So yeah, we'll have to do that next week.
We ain't running out of weeks anytime soon. No, so yeah, I think we're pretty good.
No. Yeah, hope like I mean weeks just like they come right. So like just happens. So like
they come and they go.
They come and then they go and then they come again and leave and then yeah, it's all good. So do you guys want to do some questions now or
I would love
would you like to
I think Johnny has to do the IUAP first.
Oh yeah, that's right. The newsletter came in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I saw it. I did see it this week.
I checked my email.
You didn't check?
Okay. I think it goes to my trash, honestly.
Does it?
Like wait. Junk mail, yeah.
Oh, you gotta get that fixed, man.
This one was a good one. Like the weirdest thing is I pay my monthly subscription to the service.
To the IUAP?
Oh. Well, yeah, you guys don't. I donate.
We could take it up. We could take it up with them. I don't know. I'll give someone a call.
We should probably try and get on the board of like governors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a board of director too.
Yeah.
So and if you want to be board of director,
officer.
Put your submissions in. We're hiring.
Yeah.
COO.
Yeah. And what's the CEO stand for? Chief Entertainment.
Chief Executive Officer. CEO.
I thought it was entertainment. Like
he's in our case,
entertains people in the office.
Yeah, then he pours everyone a drink at 8 a.m.
Yeah. In our case, we need a CEO then.
Yeah, a CEG.
Yeah,
Chief someone just come, guy.
Someone come entertain us for a little bit because we got bored on the couch.
What are the okay? Before we do this, but like, what if we had to classify each guy in the group as like the guy,
like a role,
like a specific like Yeah, like Cuddy is like some guy, like a, you know what I mean? Like a gum guy. We have gum guy. Someone's gotta be the planning guy.
No one carries gum.
No,
we don't have a gum guy.
We got stinky breath.
Yeah, we're actually, this is our application. We need a gum guy.
Yeah, we need someone who's always got a fresh pack.
We
don't care.
We just need someone to have gum
with a variety too. Like if you're, if
we need mint, we need fruity.
Yeah, like if you're wanting like just for pleasure, we need a Hubba Bubba.
Yeah,
and then like if you need a little spruce up, we needed like an Excel mint.
Yeah, so that's a vacant spot in the group. The gum guy.
Yeah,
Lawson's the plan guy.
Like him and Dave always,
him and Dave probably share that role.
Dave's chief coordinator.
Yeah, Dave is the he's the stress guy, you know.
Yeah, if you're stressed, you
like, no one
he'll stress
him. He's like the reality guy.
Yeah.
Like if you're
if you need to de-stress, you just pass it on to him and he'll stress for you.
It's like the kid in the internship that plucks his eyebrows when he gets mad at himself.
So that's what Dave.
You're the laugh guy.
I'm the laugh guy.
Yeah. Will, Marty's the idea guy.
Will's the annoying guy. I'm just kidding. No, just kidding, Will.
No.
Will's like the guy.
He's the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he's like the Swiss Army knife guy.
Yeah. Frizz is the entertainment.
He's like a little bit of everything, honestly.
He's entertainment / chef.
Yeah, he's a chef. I guess. He's a food guy.
Because he makes some mean dips for the boys sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes, like, that's a key word.
Seven-layer dip.
Sometimes. Not
he
enough.
Freshman year, he cooked like probably twice a month for us. Like, he would make these crazy meals.
Well, we all remember the Grey Cup, too? We had those buffalo sliders and dips and stuff. Oh, man.
We used to cook all together, all five of us.
Pork, fried chicken.
And then Frizz went vegan for, like, a week, so then he stopped.
Yeah.
No, he did a good job of keeping that up.
Yeah. No, like, he's like a... Yeah.
Yeah, and his...
he's a meat eater.
He had chicken and shrimp tonight, actually.
Yeah. So,
two animals.
Yeah.
That was a fad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he just came, it like came in.
I think Yelly's back on the meat train too.
Yeah, he is back on the meat. He's back on the protein.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
But yeah. I don't even know. We'll have to think about the guys. Yeah,
we'll think of some. What are they called? The
guy, like the guys.
Superlatives. Is that what they're called?
Superlatives. Suppositories.
No, superlatives. Like, can someone like. That's a word. I swear it's a word. It's superlative.
Superlative.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
I don't know if I've
you know on like late night talk shows, they go superlatives and they show a picture of a guy and they'd be like, okay, this guy looks like he hasn't combed his hair in a month or something.
I'll look
like
up what the word superlative means. Oh yeah, it is a word.
Super laxative.
The highest quality or degree. So a piece of skill.
Yeah. So like always superlatives.
Yeah. See if it.
I knew it was a word.
Does it come in a sentence?
These are our superlatives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The highest degree of comparison. The superlative. A good word, John.
Yeah,
that is a good word.
Yeah. Fucking right.
Hey,
say.
Attaboy.
Right.
Thanks,
on,
bud.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
That's one for you.
Plus
chalk
one.
It up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right on the chalkboard.
Johnny.
Put it in there.
Yeah. One Johnny. Zero Chaver. Or minus one Chaver.
Chaver.
Chaffy.
Chevy Chase.
All right, you want to pull up the old IUAP statement?
Oh, yeah. We got sidetracked again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, usual.
Also, our listeners are going to be disappointed, but we didn't watch The Bachelor this week.
No, we didn't. We should probably watch that tonight and then
Did we pick who we thought was going to win right off the bat?
No, we didn't.
No. I don't know the names well enough.
Yeah.
We got to watch two episodes.
Maybe we'll watch that when we get back downstairs.
Yeah, we'll watch one tonight and then we'll watch next Monday and then... And when then we record at 9 p.m. next Tuesday.
Yeah.
we'll update you guys on that. but yeah, no. So this wicked email from the IUAP came in.
Were they mad or anything?
No. Not mad. Just more of a concern. I think.
Wonder how long do they meet each week, you think?
Oh.
Like, that's probably their 9 to 5.
I wouldn't say 9 to 5. It's, you know.
Are they putting their 40,
it's a job 50? That drives itself, right? So.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Whatever that means. But
for sure.
It's more of a freelance position.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think they have other careers other than being on the board of the IUAP or
no? I think they're all retirees. So it's just like a more of a voluntary thing, right?
So yeah, it's like when your parents used to volunteer at like your school to like do the bake off or whatever.
Yeah.
Buddy's Bake Off.
Yeah, a lot of bake offs.
You guys didn't have like cakewalks and stuff like that?
No.
No. Oh yeah, I forgot you went to a private school.
They didn't go to private school. I don't know what's with that. I don't like the ongoing joke about private school because then that makes me sound preppy.
I wish it was
this actually joke. When one of the fans was it one of the fans? Someone said I looked preppy.
Yeah, you do. That's why.
I don't.
I carry it off from private school. That's what happened.
Wearing a sweater and sweatpants right now.
Yeah, that's what I wear every day.
Yeah,
like the relaxed. Least preppy guy ever.
Yeah, but
I don't own a salmon golf shirt.
Yeah, you wear like Vineyard Vines. 9 days out
a lot of Banana Republic.
Yeah, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and
a lot of
Vineyard Vines.
Tommy Bahama.
Yeah, and Bahama shirts. Yeah.
Tommy Salami.
Yeah. And you wear bucket hats in the winter.
No. I wear a bucket hat on the golf course in the fall.
Yeah,
and you look damn good.
Super preppy. And I look super.
You know why I think you're preppy is because like when you wear a golf shirt, I noticed this about you actually.
What?
Your golf shirts are all not dry fit material. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're like I don't know the cloth? Material, like cloth,
cotton.
Not just like a piece of clothing.
No, but you know how like if you get a Nike or Under Armour or whatever, it's like dry fit material.
Yeah.
Yours are like almost like
regular t-shirt
material. Like. Yeah, like high quality. Meh. You know what I mean? I don't know what it's called. It's like it's like a Ralph Polo shirt.
Yeah, like
that's how I think you're prepping.
Like cotton?
Yeah. No. Maybe.
I have a couple.
Like a polo Ralph Lauren.
I don't know what cotton.
Polyester?
What polyester?
What's a t-shirt made out of nowadays?
I don't even know.
I'm stumped. I just know the dry fit stuff.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Anyways, the IUAP.
Wait. Yeah. So
guys. Yeah. The international update for this week is that they want you guys to know when you guys watch a hockey game, you have to pay attention to all the events that happen during a hockey game.
Okay.
All right, and you can interpret that however way you want.
Yeah. Just make sure you pay attention.
Just make sure you pay attention, right? So that goes to stick handling every stride. I think there's about a million events that happen each game.
Probably. Something similar to like a million.
Mm-hmm. It's in that ballpark, but like, no, they just meet. And then that also translates to life, right? Pay attention to the events.
It is important to pay like that. I think what they were meaning to say in a long-winded version was just like
keep your head on a swivel.
Be attentive. Okay, that too. I was going to say, but like details matter.
Yeah, be attentive. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to just say be attent, but. Yeah,
attend.
Like be a like be a ten.
Like
yeah,
like
be
a ten. Try to do your best to be a ten.
Yeah, yeah. No, get into triangle form.
Yeah, because without tens,
nail those pegs in the ground and be a ten.
This country would never have got to where it is today if people didn't use tens.
You know how we know that?
Yellowstone,
1883.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Fuck. So basically, this IUAP is demanding details be paid attention to.
Yeah, be a 10.
Be a 10.
Be a 10.
And there is one very important detail in this podcast that we already talked about. And if you're listening, you should have picked up on it.
Yeah, so if you didn't pick up on it, go back and listen again, but like re-download it twice.
And then, yeah.
And then
you should find it. It's a really hidden Easter egg.
Yeah.
Speaking of Easter eggs, we filmed a TikTok today, so folks be on the lookout for an Easter egg in one of our next TikToks.
Was there one? I wasn't in the video.
It's an LUAP thing.
What?
Yeah.
Should we start a podcast in our TikTok account?
I think we should.
And then we could blow it up.
Would you guys like to see a podcast, No Bad Days TikTok account?
And then we could get more followers than the hockey guys. And then,
and then buy the hockey guys. Yeah. Buy everyone out.
Then imagine we have to meet only but, Dave.
Yeah, we're keeping Lawson.
That would be we promote Lawson and then Dave.
We hire Dave.
We hire Dave to be the chief cooperating minister of all.
He could be our entertainment guy.
The chief cooperating executive
minister.
Minister of self TikTok defense.
Yeah. You remember when we were watching that Mike Malik video? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, it's like
the guy that used to date Lana Rhodes.
Yeah.
Logan Paul's buddy.
He was the vlogger on YouTube.
Yeah.
He said that you can buy land in Scotland by the square foot. And then if you own land in Scotland, you just instantly become a lord.
Yeah, Lord or Lady, yeah.
Would you like to be like
that would be sick.
Yeah, like you could be Lord John Pace.
I'm gonna buy 2 square feet.
Yeah, but that doesn't get anything.
But you'd be a lord.
But I would have more than a lot of other people.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. And you could rent it out.
Yeah.
For people to put tents on.
Yeah. If someone wants to play with like their pet mice, I'll just rent it out and like, build a little fort.
Yeah. That'd be sick to say you're just like a landowner in like Scotland.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like you're trying to like
impress someone.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, I got some land in Scotland. I don't know what to do with it.
Like, so like how much?
$30.
Yeah. How big is it? Wow. 1 square foot.
I'm going to get to the bottom of
that. A square foot is like $60 per square foot or something like that.
In Scotland?
Well, that's what the people were selling it from.
In Scotland.
Yeah.
All right. Take your word for it.
But a square foot is like the size of my phone, basically.
Oh, it's 12 inches by 12 inches.
No, it's 12 by 2 or 12 by 1.
A square foot's probably like this.
That's like 30 inches.
No. This?
It's 12 by 12.
No, a 12 by 12 would be more than a square foot.
That's 12 inches for sure.
Yeah. But it would. 12. I don't know.
It's a square foot.
Yeah, but like. I think the square footage is off. Okay, I'll look it up.
Thank just one click away.
Thank God for this invention called Google.
That's why we need like a moderator to answer all our questions for us and throw it up on like
just
a
like going to town on a keyboard.
Yeah, everything we talk about to just fact check.
A silent keyboard.
Yeah, so we don't get. All I think we like. Yeah, we get a lot of stuff wrong on here.
That's all right. I think that's part of the journey.
Oh yeah, one you square know? Foot is 1 by 1. That's why I was trying to argue with Dave yesterday.
1 by 1 foot.
Yeah, but
dude, it's literally just a box.
Yeah, but if
I understand.
So then 12 by 12. But then 10 square feet or 10 square feet isn't 10 by 10.
No, it's 10 1-foot boxes.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Or 10.
I was arguing with Dave the other day.
Yeah.
So it would be 5 by 5.
Just 10 square feet. Just a side. Just a side note for our listeners. We're actually like smart people.
No, five feet by 5 feet is 10 square feet, is it not?
No, it's not. It'd be fucking five. That's 5 square feet.
That's 25 square feet.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, shit.
So 10 would be.
Oh, fuck. So, okay. Yeah. 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 So 10 by 10 would be 100 square feet.
No. What would it be? It'd be 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet.
Why are you getting 2.5 feet?
What's 10 times 10?
100.
Yeah. So it's 100 square feet.
100.
That's not. The math on
no, because then you got to think about inside the square. Because if you have 10 boxes going one way, 10 boxes going the other way, 10 boxes.
12 what?
Inches is in a foot.
Yeah, but we're talking feet. We're not talking inches. So 10 by 10.
Back to Google.
10 by 10 feet.
I'm going to go 10
square feet. So that's 100 square feet.
I'm going to see the measurements of 10 square feet.
You're a construction guy. You should know this.
Yeah, I'm.
And well, we've all passed grade 3 maths.
So I got what 1 square foot is.
Okay.
And you got it was 30 inches.
10
so.
Square
well,
feet.
I was measuring out what a foot is.
Okay, 10.
This big?
10 square feet.
Fuck.
Guys.
Hey, I'm not good by side. I have sight or side.
Hey, guys. Oh,
fuck then.
Guys.
Just think of a subway.
10. 10 square feet.
How many foot longs can we squid on? Can we squid? How many footlongs can we fit on my piece of land in Scotland?
If you have a square, right, of land,
you build high.
I'm just thinking in squares here.
Okay.
If we have a square of land,
okay,
then it would be just over 3 by 3 feet. That would be 10 square feet total. Like if you're talking about a square, each side of the square would be 3 point whatever feet. And then you calculate the area of it.
Why?
Wait, what?
It's just how it is. How is 3 by 3 10 squares? So,
listen.
The IUAP said so.
Yeah. So, okay.
I'm going to have to talk to someone about
imagine this. A square. 3 feet by 3 feet or 90 centimeters by 90 centimeters is 9 square feet.
Yeah, because 3 times 3 is 9.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying.
This is, I think we're all on the same page, but like our language, our communication skills right now are just a little bit off.
They're lacking, eh?
They're crack-a-lacking.
Yeah, so 3.2 times 3.2 is...
Where's the 3.2 coming from?
Though? I'm trying to do the math for an area of a freaking square foot for three of them. Okay, whatever, Johnny. 3.1
well,
times 3.1.
What's 1?
3.18
one. So it's one square foot.
All right, next segment.
All right, yeah. I hate this conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
It's 3.161 times.
What else have we been up to lately this past week?
This is the most exciting thing we've done all week. 3.161
times. Our class is going.
161.
All right.
Yep.
3.163 times 3.163. 10. All right. So if you have a square that's width is 3.163 by 3.163.
Is that what we've been trying to find out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. We got to the bottom.
What's my time?
I don't know. Should we answer some questions?
Good thing that wasn't on like a math test or something, eh? Anyways, guys, we got some questions here. If you guys, if you guys are down to answer them at some point,
here. I'm down.
Okay. What's your favorite book?
I haven't read a book in 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Are they talking like novels or is it just books?
It says books.
Books. Yeah.
What's the difference between a novel and a book?
Well, no, like what type of book is what I meant to say.
There's like fiction, nonfiction.
I
biographies, aggressive.
No, I know what's out there. I just
aggressive.
Imagine aggressive biographies. It's all in caps.
There's no periods. It's just exclamation
points. Okay. Well, like here's
once upon a time.
An awesome night. There's a new season of Australian Survivor that's about to start. So I have a question about Survivor. If the 10 of you guys were all on a tribe together, who would you put in these categories and why? Puzzle master, physical strength, mental resilience, and who's given up and has gone off to find an idol during a challenge. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome night.
Oh, okay. I think Frizz is going to find that idol.
Yeah, Frizz is going to need that idol.
That guy's the first one to our tribe.
Yeah, he's idol bad.
I would love to watch an episode of Australian Survivor, though.
I think it's on one of the Hulu or something like that.
Do they stay? You think they stay in Australia for that? Do they go somewhere else?
I would assume that since it's called Australian Survivor, well, I would just because it's
just Australia.
No, because it's just such a big. It's a continent too, right? Yeah. A country.
Yeah.
So I would just think because it's so big that they would probably stay in Australia.
It would, and like they're in the outback. Oh man, that would be actually.
They did an American Survivor on, not America, but the regular Survivor in the outback.
That'd be tough.
So what were the three things there?
Puzzle master,
resilience,
mental resilience,
strength,
physical strength.
Okay, those are the three.
Who's dipping to find the idol?
So Frizz is
dipping to find the idol.
For sure.
I think Dave's probably the puzzle master.
Dave's the puzzle master for sure.
Or Lawson.
Yeah, Lawson's good.
Lawson's
good at things like that too. So yeah, Dave or Loss.
I think Yelly would be good on puzzles too, honestly.
Yeah.
But he would also be like a resilience guy. Yeah. Like he would keep going forever.
Yeah.
Johnny's physical strength. Will Taver. Physical strength.
Yeah.
What's that? 7?
Yeah. I'd toss you in the puzzles too.
Yeah, I'm not much of a puzzle guy.
Yeah, Marty would get flustered if he didn't get it.
Yeah.
Right away. I would too. If I don't get a puzzle right away, then the panic starts.
You could just throw me in the physical strength.
Like when I do it, like sometimes Jenna's like loves to do puzzles. And like if I don't start seeing progress within like 5 minutes, I quit.
That was like when we did the freaking
the mystery game.
I gave up after a half hour. Yeah. Made a bag of popcorn. You guys.
I was trying to beg Dave to look up the answer.
Yeah,
there'd be no way that I would be able to stick to a puzzle the whole time.
And then that game sucks too. Oh, actually, no, it didn't suck. We had fun, but like
it was like 2.5 hours though. We were up till midnight. Into
every single detail, like I was examining sentences.
Yeah,
for like little Easter eggs in there. But yeah, anyways.
And it just turned out that there was a shoe missing that we found.
Hey guys, I hope you're having a great start to your week so far. Question is, if you got to go back and live in another decade, which one would you choose?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
What's a decade's
10 years. Like, so like the 70s,
80s. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was just explaining.
I go 70s.
70s would be sick.
I just go back to the Wild West days.
Yeah.
Like in 1883, just to see what it was like.
You'd be the 1880s.
I was going to say that too.
I show up there in like Jordans and they're like,
nice.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna last a day here, yeah. Boy.
Yeah. But the thing about that is like if you get like the common cold, there's a good chance like,
yeah, that's the problem. The medicine wasn't advanced enough then. Yeah.
No sure. Advil back then, eh?
Yeah, like no, you get a paper cut, you might get an infection in the eye.
So. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'd still like to see it. Yeah.
I'm going with the 70s.
Just to see or if someone bumps into you at a bar, they might just like ask you to like go outside and draw.
And fight to the death.
What are you saying, Johnny?
80s or 90s?
Any reason why?
Rock.
You were born in the 90s, so.
I was born in the... Yeah, but I caught the tail end.
80s. Yeah, I caught the tail end of the 90s. Yeah,
I didn't really get to enjoy them too much.
Okay, next
question. Kind of just inside all the time.
Hi. What is the most random fact that you know?
Oh.
Most random fact.
That's got me stumped.
Yeah.
I don't know much.
I heard one on Spittin' Chicklets today, but I don't know if I should repeat it.
No, say it.
It's a random fact.
Yeah, we could always edit it out.
Well, the random fact was that dolphins have sex for pleasure, not just for reproductive purposes, like every other species on Earth.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so like humans and dolphins.
Well, that's a random fact that
I just
like
heard
you can't do anything with that information, but like
no,
you have it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to
store it in between those ears, man.
Yeah, it's just up there forever now.
Random fact. Oh, I don't know.
Talk about this new square foot thing you learned today.
No, I don't want to bring that up again. Nothing. I didn't learn.
Yeah, that's a whole can of worms we can't afford.
That was just right brutal. Now. Random.
I don't got one.
Oh, if you're this is like a psychology fact. If you're in a one-on-one conversation with someone and you're talking to see if they're paying attention to you, mm-hmm. cross your arms or like do something like maybe like fold your hands or something. And if they copy you like a few seconds or like a minute after, that means they're paying attention. If they're not, then
I feel like I would never do that either way. Like if someone crossed their arms at me, I wouldn't cross my arms back at
them. I don't know. It's just something.
Yeah, like it's just a random fact, right?
Yeah, random. Sometimes
don't read. Hey, don't read too much into it.
Yeah, you know they're not always bulletproof, but yeah. So yeah, there's mine. Next.
Well, you didn't get one.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay. No random facts from Artie.
Hi guys, hope y'all are having a great night. It's been a while since we've done some this or that, yes. So why not start 2022 with a themed one? This one is Artist Edition. Mm. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Nicki.
Cardi.
Halsey or Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
I don't know either one of them.
The Weeknd or Drake?
Drake.
Blink 182 or Simple Plan?
Simple Plan.
Blink 182.
Blink.
Queen or the Rolling Stones?
Queen.
Rolling Stones.
Luke Combs or Luke Bryan?
Comer.
Luke Combs.
Finally, George Strait or Alan Jackson?
Alan Jackson.
George Strait.
Neither.
Why?
Because I don't know that music, just not for me.
Alan Jackson's the guy that sang Remember When, right?
In Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand. It's hotter than a hoochie-coochie.
You sound like a fan.
No, well, that's a pretty popular song.
Well, you said neither, so you can't sing
this. He was at Boots and Hearts one year, and when it was his turn to perform, I just went to the campsite. I didn't go to the concert.
That's awesome.
I was like, no, I'll hear it from here.
If you guys had a personal goal song, what would it be?
Personal goal song?
Like a motivational song?
No, like just a like song, you, like if you score, they'd play it.
Oh, I thought she meant like a goal, like in life, but
no.
Different type.
Oh, a goal song?
I don't know. That's a tough one. There's a lot of songs out there.
Beat That Beat Up by DJ Pauly D.
What's the one called that they play in our game all the time? Dave loves it. Snoop. What's that actual?
Like it's hot.
Is that what it is? Yeah. That's mine.
Or Snoop Dogg.
I'm going that one.
Or like, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
This is just got the whole crowd going.
Mine would be I don't know.
What is it?
It's about time. I don't know. I would just go with like
Never Say Never by Justin Bieber. Never,
I don't even know. Look at my songs. I'd probably go like that AO by Queen. You know when they do that at
the concerts? The crowd chant?
Yeah, that'd be sick. Oh, okay.
Live Aid version.
Live Aid version, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said, who's your favorite Grey's Anatomy character?
Johnny.
Because you said it was your favorite TV show, so they're expecting you to know some characters.
I like Christina. And Derek.
I like Richard. I think Richard's funny.
Richard is a beauty because he's like a mentor.
Yeah,
he's like the father figure there.
Yeah, and he has his own struggles too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their demons on that show.
So I like Richard.
I've never seen the show.
It's pretty good. There's only 20 million seasons.
Okay.
So you can catch up.
Start
today. Hey, if you're not busy this summer.
Hi, besties. Okay. So my question is, if you could pick with any NHL player, alive or dead, on the same line as you, who would it be and why? Love guys, have a great day. Thank you for everything. You guys make me very happy.
Well that's awesome.
That was awesome.
Love you too, bestie.
Besties. So I'll go D partner because
You're a defenseman, right?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
D partner. I'll go Bobby Orr because you just have to pass him the puck and you might
automatic assist. Get an assist.
Yeah. So I'll just rack up the points there.
I'd play with Mike Rupp.
Go, Mike, go get it.
No, I'd play with Marian Hossa because he's my favorite player ever.
I think I want just like a tough guy.
Like Jordan Tutu.
Like who was Wayne Gretzky's guy?
Marty McSorley.
Yeah. I think I want to play with that guy.
Marty McSorley.
And you could just get away with anything. You could just be like a little rat.
Oh yeah, you could two hand someone and
just know that
carefree.
You know that Marty's coming.
Yeah.
The Marty train.
Marty McSorley.
The Marty line. Then you have to fight over nicknames and stuff. That'd be tough.
No, I'd give him Marty.
Hey guys, are you having a good night?
I'll just be Jordan.
So, Cubby, you said in the past that you have a face for the pod, and Marty was dubbed with a face for animation. So I'm wondering what something each of the hockey guys have a face for.
I'll tell you one thing. I got a face for being a hand model.
I think you're 27,000 Instagram followers. All right, well, we're back from our technical difficulties break.
Yeah,
it's working.
What the heck?
Hopefully it's mic working. Check. Yeah.
What
the mic is working. I don't know what happened. We were 45 minutes into our episode, as you guys are going to be able to tell. And then Mike said, I'm taking a break.
Yeah. Mike.
I guess it was tired of our low beat energy, eh?
Yeah. Or the fact that it might have been past its bedtime. So, you know, we've started. Oh, my God. Holy brain.
I
told my brain we're gonna have a talk. Like I told him not to do this to me anymore. I just talk myself in circles. Yeah. My joke wasn't even that funny now that I think about
it. Well, you wanna try again? Just say it.
No, I was gonna say I think the mic was past his bedtime because we recorded at 9 p.m. But it was shit.
Just doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Had to be there.
Had to be there.
Oh yeah, no, we were like we're halfway through questions. I guess I could rip like two more questions.
Yeah.
So I forget.
I'm sure we get.
I think we went.
Bunch.
So if you sent in a question and we didn't get to it, we probably answered it on the previous one and then it just got lost.
Yeah. So sorry about that.
I'll blame it on the cloud.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on with that thing.
Eh? Like it's honestly probably just the cloud.
It's all in the metaverse now. It's not even in the cloud.
Yeah. I think it's probably like a PDF.
A JPEG.
It's a doc.
Oh, this isn't working. Oh, I think we already listened. Oh, we didn't. There's no volume associated. Okay, here's a good question that's written out since the audio is not working right now on my phone for some reason. How did you guys finish high school during junior hockey? Did you have to switch schools when you lived with Billets or go online? Nope. Not for me. I know Marty's a little different. Yeah. I finished high school before I started juniors. So I stayed in the same high school and then graduated with my friends and stuff. And then I went to juniors.
Oh, it's solid.
Yeah, I had to go to high school in grade 12 in the small town I played in. I think we had like 100 kids in the school.
How was it switching high schools? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Yeah. I mean, there I had 4 other guys on my team that were in high school with me.
Yeah.
And that was like, we just kind of only.
Okay, now it's working.
It's working now. Audio's working. Yeah. But we only kind of just like went there. I had 3 classes a day, just went to school and came home, went to the rink.
Yeah, that's not bad. No. Was it weird like getting to know new kids or being the new kid in high school?
Not really.
Especially a small town.
Yeah, it's such a small town. Yeah. Right? Such a small town.
Was the team a big deal in the town?
I wouldn't say like a big deal. Like,
yeah, you're not.
I don't know. It's like such a small. Yeah, it's such a small town where like everyone knows, like that we're the only junior team there, so they know who. Like, yeah. We all wear our swag everywhere, yeah. So no, it's
you
like
gotta let them know, right?
Yeah. But I got to go home for graduation. Like when our season was done, I got to transfer back to my high school.
Like, did you go to like the prom or grad?
Yeah, or I got to have my grad, yeah, with my friends, nice. So it was still good.
That's solid. Yeah, no, I'm the same as Taver. I started playing junior at 16, and so, but it was always for a local team within a 40-minute drive. So I always lived at home until first year junior A in Trenton. But obviously, I was done high school, so yeah. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
So. But you guys both took online classes. During juniors?
No.
I thought you transferred in with credits.
I did. I took classes at the local university.
Oh.
Went to class.
You did.
I went to class though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like lecture halls of like 300 kids.
Yeah, I didn't take anything.
I went to my master's.
Yeah, it was.
I regret it kind of.
What a save, coming in a little bit. But the thing is, there's like a rule that if you take however many, if you exceed the amount, then your college GPA your high school GPA doesn't matter. It's your college GPA that the schools look at.
Yeah.
So I took like
two. Well, my high school GPA is shit. So.
Well, yeah, but then like you're thinking about like when you're in juniors, you're not necessarily paying the most attention in your classes.
Yeah.
You're kind of just getting them done so you can check them off the box.
That's what happened when I came here. Like I almost didn't get in because I don't think I've ever told this story on the pod actually. When I got recruited to come here, they looked at my university marks and I only had 4 classes under my belt. So 12 credits and my GPA was 1.9. And I told our coach on the phone, I was like, okay, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was playing junior, I really didn't pay too much attention in university. I was just there for the social experience and get the swing of things.
The credits, yeah.
You know, I passed, but wasn't good enough, so I actually got into UWS on my high school marks.
Really? They took them?
Because, yeah, I had like an 80-something.
Yeah, but what's your GPA now? Like 3.8?
Like 3.6, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not dumb.
And I remember, no. Well, especially not here, and no, I'm just kidding. But it was funny because on the phone, too, like when we got it all sorted out, our coach goes, okay, listen, if you go below 2.0, I'll drive you to the border myself. Like, got it.
Yeah, got it. Okay,
got it.
Boys, I hope you're doing well. I just want to say how much I love the podcast. You guys seem like just absolute gems, and I'm now obsessed with watching ice hockey because of you guys, so thanks a heap.
Awesome.
I was just wondering what your favorite and least favorite qualities or traits are in a person. Much love from New Zealand.
Oh, I just don't like when people chew loud.
A Kiwi. I like it.
Is that what people are from New Zealand? See, the thing is,
people from New Zealand.
Yeah, but Kiwis. Do they like to be called Kiwis? It's my question.
I don't know. Do you guys like that?
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. DM us.
Because, yeah, I don't know. My least favorite thing in a person is if they chew loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Frizz when he eats dinner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I had to listen to him tonight.
Along with, like, a heavy breathing.
Yeah.
And
when he finished, he burped. And he's like, oh.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Then Hork's a big loogie.
Burping at the table is a big no-no. Like, yeah. You just, like.
Nona? That's a big nona.
You just gotta have some like table etiquette. You
and
know
then people like a good thing, to a good trait, I guess, would be just people that are easy to talk to.
Yeah.
Like outgoing people, I guess.
Yeah, like not too full of themselves. Yeah. Ask you how you're doing.
Yeah.
Reply to your questions with more than one word. You know.
Yeah, if it's easy to have a conversation,
it's funny.
It's like funny people. You guys ever get that like a convo killer? Just be like, "Hey, how's it going? Good."
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm bad at that when I'm on my like when I'm texting and stuff.
Yeah, but that's different. Texting, like if you're like, talking like, to someone yeah. in person, you're normal.
No, I know. Yeah.
You know, texting's tough sometimes, especially if you're busy. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to really no, drag sure. that on.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, texting is tough sometimes to get it going. But hey, you know, whatever.
Hey, you know, we always
that's find why we have phones.
You got to find a way, right? And,
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's still the end of the day.
Face
so.
To face. Yeah, at the end of the day, you just go to bed. Yeah, you just go to bed. So
you wake up and it's a new day. And then that day will come to an end too.
Yeah.
So
yep. yeah, most of the time, yeah, it just starts over.
Yeah, happens.
Just hit the reset.
Hey guys, I'm absolutely in love with the podcast. I was just wondering if you could go back and talk to your 13-year-old self, what would you say to them?
Oh, holy. 13-year-old self.
That's a tough one.
What was I doing when I was 13?
I think that was when I was at my cabin for a full summer and didn't train for hockey once and then got cut by my AAA team. So I'd go back and tell myself to
hit the bike.
Yeah, care about hockey a little more because I took it for granted back then, for sure. Just based on my younger years of always being good, I guess. So
13. I don't know.
Get good at TikTok dances.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Probably just.
I used to care a lot what people like said or like thought about me.
Yeah.
Now I don't.
Yeah. Especially in high school.
Yeah.
You care a lot about like your appearance.
Yeah. And it's like
whatever image you carry and all that. Like I would tell them to just who gives a crap.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Go on with it.
Just wear the sweatpants, man. It's okay. Yeah. Right. Like, just wear the sweatpants to school.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about that comb.
Put a hat on today.
Yeah, it's all right, buddy.
I feel like middle school or like just starting high school is like peak when people are trying to like get under your skin for like telling you like, or at least like not making fun of you, but like making you feel insecure. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
like that's like the time when people do that.
It's yeah, like you show up to school one day and your buddy's like, "Hey, sick zit."
Yeah, and then you, yeah, and then you'd be like,
oh, "All right,
oh, okay." Now it's just like water off. What is it? Water off.
That's one thing you learn when you grow up is no one gives a shit.
Yep. No one really cares.
You're the only one that cares about those little things. Yeah, and it's good to care about the little things. You know, it's always nice to have a good appearance and everything. But
at the end of the day, if people don't like you for who you are, then you shouldn't like them either.
Screw them.
That was a good question though.
I like that. About that. Yeah. That's a tough answer, but
yeah
seriously,
just go with the flow. Good things will come.
Go with the flow.
Work hard.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah,
exactly. Work hard. Yeah, definitely do what you love.
Invest in Bitcoin, 13-year-old self.
Hi guys, Ashley here. My question for you guys is, if you had to have your own hockey team, create it from scratch, like I'm talking your own team name, jerseys, arena, where would you put it? What would it be called? Thanks.
Oh, interesting question. I'd put it somewhere south where it's warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where?
Somewhere that like likes hockey, but it's like nice. You know?
Imagine you started like the Cuban hockey team.
No, not that south. I'm talking like in North America still. Somewhere that would be like a decent market.
Like Alabama? I feel like people would love hockey there.
Probably like down south or like in the Carolinas. Or I haven't heard of many teams in like West Virginia.
What about Hawaii?
South Virginia or East Virginia or anything like that.
Put a team in Hawaii.
Northwest Virginia.
I don't even know. Do they even have a hockey rink in Hawaii? I
don't know.
I'm sure they do.
Maybe one.
Yeah. Maybe a couple.
I don't know. But yeah, I think I'd go somewhere south.
What would the team name be?
The Virginia
Tavers.
Yeah, the Tavers of Virginia. No, they'd be the because the Appalachian Mountains are there, so they'd be like the
Appalachian Gladiators.
They'd be like the West Virginia hikers.
Yeah.
Or something, you know.
Gold, that's a good one.
Gold Backpackers. Sponsored by Nature Valley.
Yeah.
Free granola bars for life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's an endless supply of trail mix.
I think mine's creative. What about you guys? What are you coming up with? Johnny's would be the Hamilton Steelheads.
Well, there is the Hamilton Steelhawks. That's a
the Nona's the Nona Nanaimo's.
The Pacers,
the Naples Pepperonis.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
The Prosciutto Boys.
Mine would be the Hawaii Islanders.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Good one, dude.
Okay, so should we play Family Feud again?
Yeah,
okay, let's go. I won that. I won the one last time, but it's not on record, so I guess it doesn't count as a win.
It doesn't.
Oh, and I guess your IUAP message wouldn't have been out there either.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, we did that in the middle, no?
I don't think so. I think we did it right before Family Feud.
Yeah. Oh, well, then easy. Yeah, the IUAP just said you got to pay attention to all the events.
You got to be detailed.
You got to be detailed.
Yeah.
Pay attention to detail. And they also said something about being consistent. You have to be consistent at being consistent. So find something you're consistent at and just be consistent.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, they really said it.
Oh,
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they would say something like that.
Yeah. No,
it's kind of off brand.
Kind of blew my mind.
Because the IUAP is known for being a little bit disorganized.
Yeah, they are. But they decided to sharpen up the tools this week. So
the old tool belt.
Yeah. Whatever's in the lunchbox, right? Yeah.
Okay, well, Johnny, you're asking the questions this week.
All right, hand over the cards, Marty.
No, remember, you were supposed to look them up.
Oh, you guys don't want to do movie theme anymore?
No, we're not. We're over the movie theme questions for now.
Yeah, because you guys are uncultured.
Because we didn't know any Steven Squirt. Oh, yeah, by the way, in our first recording of the Family Feud, we went, Marty and I went 0-for-4 on the first four questions. We didn't get a single one, so.
Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Squirt. I can't believe you guys don't know
Martin is scorching hot.
Yeah.
There was no chance I was getting any.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been ready.
This first one should be an easy one.
Okay.
Get your hands ready, boys.
Were we playing first to three again?
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Name a house you never want to be in.
We already answered that question. And it's a haunted house, number one answer.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't count. Did you recycle these questions?
No, I just went to a website.
Okay.
Like you said, instead of using those brainbuster movie questions.
Okay, well, that doesn't help.
Okay. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions.
I did this one too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you say Santa hat for that one?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I did. Yeah, that and that's not even on there.
Oh, Santa! You're kidding me. That's not on there? Yeah, we already, I think we did like.
Okay. Here, wait.
So we're over two again.
Wait.
Question master.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Okay.
Name a famous rival between brands.
Nike and Adidas.
Not on there.
What?
Coke and Pepsi.
Number one answer. McDonald's, Burger King, Microsoft, Apple.
Wait, hold on
Marvel,
a second.
DC.
You know what I hate?
What?
When I'm at a restaurant and I check, can I get a Coke? And they say, is Pepsi okay? Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
It's fine with me. Yeah. If I wanted one, I would have said it.
I feel like if you're dead set against having Coke, but you're going to have a Pepsi, like that's just...
like
that might
no.
be in the IUAP next week.
It might be.
That Coke and Pepsi are almost the same thing.
Like we said, we'll bring it up at the board, right?
Yeah, we'll have to send it up. Yeah, Board of Governors. Well, yeah, that'll be on the docket for next week. Okay, 1-0 Tav.
1-0 Taver. Right up there. All right. This one might be a little tough for you guys because it involves a book.
Okay.
Name a fictional fantasy book series with a large fan base.
Harry Potter.
Is that the number one?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
You want to get? You want to name any others?
No, I don't know any others.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
That's not a book. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Twilight.
And Diary of Wimpy Kid.
Good job, Marty. You're on fire.
Diarrhea of a Wimpy
Marty's
Kid.
Marty's on fuego.
We should go to four just to give Marty like.
Hey, maybe get. Like, how do we know?
Yeah.
How do we know?
No, good. We know.
Whatever, dude.
Name a food you might eat at a carnival.
Those donuts. Mini donuts.
That's not on there.
How is that not on there?
Carnival hot dog.
Hot dog's not on there either.
Like popcorn? Like I already got it wrong. Popcorn, slushy.
No.
Lemonade.
Mini donuts.
No.
How is many cotton candy?
That's the number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give Marty that point just because.
Oh, yeah, sure. Whatever.
Might as well. You're going to end up winning.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to pick a new segment for next week. So we can start giving Marty a chance. These.
All right. Oh, here's a good one.
Okay.
Name a term that starts with fairy.
Fairy tale.
It's the number one answer.
Fairy godmother.
That's number two. It's pretty good.
Fairly odd parent.
Okay.
3-1.
3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Checkmate Taver.
Yeah.
Let's see. I know it's hard because some of them are really, really easy.
Pick a question, Johnny. Now, okay, Alex Trebek, let's go.
One sec. These are easy questions.
Steve Harvey, let's get going here.
Oh, okay, this is a movie theme question.
Questions in.
Name a movie that frequently gets remade.
Home Alone?
No. Why would... No.
Remade? Like, as in, like, it's made over and over again?
Yeah, like, same storyline, but different... Yeah, not a series.
Okay. Well, you just give them the answer, then.
You can say it if you...
I don't have one.
I
just didn't appreciate the full explanation.
Jungle Book.
No.
What's on there?
Cinderella, Batman, Superman, Robin Hood, The Christmas Carol, seriously. Dracula, Spider-Man,
anyone, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
And then what?
Johnny.
Dude, please. This is hard because all these...
Yeah, you have the hard job.
These are like really easy.
Don't stress out too much.
Just ask them.
Yeah, ask one.
This one, I don't know if I'm going to read this right.
Well, the words are there, right?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how to pronounce this word.
Okay, do your best.
Here, wait.
What does that say? Faux pas.
Faux pas.
Yeah, that's how. Remember, I said a faux pas earlier in the podcast. It's like a don't do or like a.
How are you gonna say it?
I was gonna say fox pass, but
no, I know. But now I know the question, so I could have been thinking of the answer.
Okay.
Whole time.
Name a first date fox faux pas.
Fox pas.
That's like a don't do.
Yeah, you can go first since I already know the question beforehand.
Something
you wouldn't do on a first date.
Not pay the bill.
Forgetting wallet is on there.
I was going to say be late.
Being late's number two.
What was number one?
Talking about an ex.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't do that one.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah, that's a quick way not to get a second.
That's
right?
A one-way street.
All right. Yeah. And so, Taver won again.
So, yeah.
That concludes
the podcaster.
Eggment.
The Eggment. The fox pass?
The fox
pass. The podcast, egg, scrambled bacon.
False pas.
It's not really every day that you read faux pas.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
You know what I mean?
If you were going to say fox, we probably would have died laughing.
Yeah.
Name something a fox pass wouldn't do in their first day.
What is the fox passing?
Who? Fox. Okay. Well, that ends the episode number 31 for the second time. Thanks, everyone, for your patience. And this will be dropping on Friday morning.
Don't forget to download, and as always,
have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.